The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Okay, testing, 1, 2, test, we're going. We're moving forward, we're going to... This one I have energy, because I'm so tired that I'm getting my second wind. And then I'm going to take a nap. This is the only day in August I haven't walked 10,000 steps. Let me tell you what steps I'm at. So I'll tell you, I might have to go to the gym and... I do have to go to the gym. I'm only at... Oh my God, 3,000 steps. So I'm going to have to do about 2 miles on the treadmill. I have to do sit-ups. I'll do one body part. Let's see. It's 3:15. It's 3:10. Do the podcast to 4. Take a nap to 5:30. Go to the gym till 6:30. And then we leave at 7. Wait, when are we leaving?
7:30.
Oh, then I got time to squeeze it all in. The podcast, the nap, the gym, and a shower. And then we go out.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go to open mic at the Stress Factory, but if it's dead, because I went last week, me and Raina, I walked in, looked at the crowd, and turned around and walked out. Mm. And a lot of comics were happy that I didn't go on and bump them. But...
Stop picking. Please.
So, we're going to go see Black Klansman, right?
Okay.
If the Stress Factory stinks.
Yeah.
If there's a 10 o'clock movie.
You wouldn't rather go see Sorry to Bother You?
What's that about?
I can't believe it hasn't come across your...
Who's in it? Ryan Reynolds?
No, it's the guy from Atlanta, the co-star.
The black dude?
Yeah.
What do you mean the co-star?
Well, not the main guy.
The tall, dark one?
Yeah. Whoa, jeez, yeah.
Yeah, the tall, dark one.
Oh, my.
The rapper.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how come we got to go back to Atlanta?
Not that guy.
Oh, the guy that looks like Chappelle?
Yeah. He was in...
12 Years a Slave?
Get Out.
Oh. What's the movie about?
He's a telemarketer.
Yeah.
And then he learns how to do a white voice. And, you know.
Like every comic on the planet?
I mean, I guess, like, the white voice is actually played by David Cross.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So he learns how to do a white voice.
They dub him in?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, he becomes very successful. It's
And then people meet him or have to meet him and he dodges them.
I don't know the full story, but it's a very creative looking movie. And sort of an anti-capitalist theme, I think, which I like. You know
me. First of all, if it's a movie, it's a capitalistic theme, because movies are about to make they're about making money. Hello. Don't worry about her till later. Well, you can beat her later.
She's being so, like, angry because I'm making her clean her room.
Yeah, it's the summer. You don't even leave the house. It's the first day it hasn't rained in a year. Go bike riding.
She's not allowed to have any electronics. I said, just go clean your room.
Yes, clean your room. Take a bike ride. Get some exercise. You know what happens when you grow up?
You know what you should
and
do?
I mean, you're going to be so smart on a computer, but you're going to end up like... Your bones aren't going to mature, so you're going to...
I told her she could become a paraplegic. It would be fine with her. It'd be exactly how she's living.
She's going to be like Stephanie Hawkins.
I don't know.
It'll be Stephen Hawkins, only a girl.
Oh.
Because your bones are not going to mature from not exercising. You know, that's all. Just a little exercise every day. I walk
yesterday. Go for a bike ride to Krauser's. Get yourself a treat, get your head in the game, and come back and finish your room.
But not by yourself.
Yes, by herself. She could go by herself. What's wrong with you?
What, a bike ride? I don't know.
Rich, she's 11.
Oh,
think
yeah.
Think about the things you were doing when you were 11.
Crack.
Oh.
No. Gambling, a little gambling, but... All right.
I mean, you're, you know... We would go out...
Yeah, but it's
get
different
on our
times.
Horses and ride,
it's
ride,
It's different
ride.
Times now.
Can you believe we used to ride horse? It's so weird to me now that I think about, like, my life back then.
Your life now is weird to me.
Like, I just get up and
so
do my chores and then go get on a horse, ride around.
Ugh. Don't pick your nails during the podcast. It's gross.
Okay, I'm not doing that anymore.
What ring are you wearing? Let me see your wedding ring. There's nothing to that ring. You got to put on a better ring.
No. Please.
I got better ones in my drawer. I got a nice
We've
got
to, as a couple, we've got to be even, jewelry-wise, and so I get nothing.
No.
Yes.
It's nothing.
If you're going to wear all that,
I have three lousy rings on.
Lousy is correct. No, but that's why you don't do any bicep curls anymore, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I thought you just carried those rings around.
Where are you going?
She's going for a walk, a bike ride, something. Okay, where are you going? Take your phone. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Why don't you take Allie for a walk?
No, I'm going on
my
bike.
Okay, she's going for a bike.
On the rusty bike or your good bike?
My good bike.
Where is it?
I think it's over here.
Okay, listen, if you're taking your good bike, please just go to Krauser's and back.
I don't want to go to Krauser's.
Well, then just tell us where you're going, just through the back way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but wait a second. Don't cross streets without looking both ways.
She knows.
She doesn't know about looking both ways.
Starbucks, bring me something back.
She doesn't have any money.
I know. She has a Starbucks app, but her phone's dead.
She'd rather grab her bike and get out of the house instead of cleaning her room.
Oh, really?
Already clean.
Good. All right. Get some.
Oh, my God, Rich.
Ride around here so we can see you.
She'd rather eat candy than clean her room? Wait, she'd rather go outside and play than clean her room? Wait, are you telling me she'd rather be on her phone than clean her room?
Hey, come here.
All right, continue.
Okay, wait. It's the dog. She barks when anybody leaves.
Re.
Okay. What?
Get back into it.
What was I talking about?
I don't know, but it was wildly entertaining.
No.
Yes, as always.
No, don't
I'm a different person. Last podcast, I literally had a meltdown. I had to leave and go drive to New York. And the whole way to New York, I was like, it doesn't make me feel good to be mean to you.
You're not mean to me. It's not
I
mean
know.
To me.
I kept saying I'm sorry. And you were like, who cares? It was a good podcast. But I felt I don't want to be that person.
Look at her. Oh, look at her. She rides. Oh, she needs a trainer. You know, she has no athletic ability. I mean, I know it's a new day and age, and kids are computer savvy, but she's got to get some kind of athletic skills. I mean, don't make fun of her in school.
She does good at the pool.
There's no one-on-one or team at the pool.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, in life, like when we go do rock climbing, she's good at it.
I'm talking about stuff in school. Basketball,
well,
softball,
I didn't really start
volleyball.
Until junior high. All that stuff.
My kids were in fifth and sixth grade playing in leagues.
And they went all the way to the top, didn't they? They didn't even finish high school basketball.
Yes, they did. Ellen made second team all state.
Jessica quit in her final year.
Yeah, and there was a reason why. Because she started since she was in ninth grade, was a starter. Then her younger sister came along, also was a starter since ninth grade. And the last year, I don't know why the coach said to Jessica, you're probably not going to get that much play time this year. When she was every year a great player. He just said that to her and she said, oh, fuck it, I'm not playing. Maybe he was testing her, I don't know. But I should have yelled. I can't believe I didn't fucking yell at him. And
it's never too late, I think.
He's dead.
Oh, then.
Oh, no, he's not dead. He's dead to me or whatever.
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead.
Why do you think he was?
No, another coach died.
Oh.
Miss Parker, who was great. Everybody loved Parker. But
that was his first name?
No, Mr. Parker.
Oh.
Mr. was his first name. So even this coach, I played golf with him one day and I didn't say anything. Because it was too late. But he's an asshole. Anyhow, so Jessica quit her last year, but Ellen kept playing. And I don't blame Jessica. You know, the guy goes, you're not going to get that much play time. She was a starter since 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. Her younger sister was also a starter.
We went over this, right?
And then, let me tell you what Jessica did. Okay, it was the biggest game of the year.
Can I just, and I, once again,
hold on.
I'm not here to derail you.
No,
but.
It was the biggest game of the year. Hillsboro versus Montgomery. Montgomery's the next town. Big rivals. Big rivals. Big rivals. The auditorium is packed. Not the auditorium, the gymnasium. Packed. Both sides. Bleachers. You might have been there. Packed. Dirty. Close game. I don't know what the difference in the score was. It was a 2-point difference.
Were we sitting right on the top?
Yeah. Hillsboro could have been winning by two or could have been losing by two. I don't know. All I know is my daughter went to the foul line. There was two technicals against the other team. Mm-hmm. My daughter had four shots. Four. Four swishes in a row. Four swishes. Swish four times in front of a packed, unbelievable, stressful, mm-hmm. experience. Mm-hmm. And four swishes. The next year he goes, well, I don't know if he'll get that much play time. Now, I don't know if he was testing her because Ellen was definitely starting her younger sister. So why would Jessica stay on a team, sit on a bench when she started every year?
He wanted her to like try harder. Like, oh, okay, let's see if she steps up.
That's what
up
I
now.
Just said. Maybe he was testing her.
Yeah, I'm going along that thought.
Oh.
I'm saying that's the most likely possibility.
Yeah, but then when she said whatever, why would he in 12th grade start to test her when she was proven every other year?
Because she stopped trying, probably.
No, she
I'm
didn't.
Just saying, maybe that's the case. Maybe
no,
she stopped trying.
She didn't.
I don't know. But I like that we're going back and debating this now. Now, if you could write a letter to that coach, would you do it now?
Would I?
Yeah.
No, it's too late. You won't remember.
Then shut the fuck up. Sorry. My goal is to be nicer to you. I don't know why.
Now, I talked about this story. I shouldn't have broke this story on Bobby's podcast or on Norton's radio show, but we have some different listeners, so we'll discuss it ourselves. I don't want to bring up the story and read it because it's whatever, but a comic, magic act, ventriloquist, boat act, whatever the fuck he does, was performing at Purdue College. Purdue. I don't have a lot of saliva, do I?
Rich, you're like, I don't know what it is. It's almost like I can hear. It's like you've got a mouthful of gum, do you?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. Well, maybe
it's from
do some
coffee.
Maybe do. Oh, is it?
And my saliva gland.
Maybe do some
saliva glands.
Open your mouth wide. Ah. Now. Ah. There you go.
He goes on. He brings a girl on stage.
You have a small mouth. Do you know that about yourself?
Yeah.
I think that's why when you're eating, it looks like you're taking gigantic bites every time. We were in Whole Foods, and Rain and I went shopping around while you got some food. And as I was coming back, I'd gone through the you know, paid for our groceries, and was walking towards you sitting at that table. And you were just staring straight ahead, shoving food into your mouth.
That's what you do.
Like a homeless man. Like, you were like... Like,
no.
Taking your finger and pushing it in.
No way.
To the side and stuff, and just sitting there like... And you wouldn't even get one bite completely chewed, and you'd start shoving. I was like, no. Like, I was so far away, I couldn't tell. I couldn't.
Folks, you're listening to the nice Bonnie.
This is me being nice. I can't help it. It's like,
I wasn't shoving
you,
in
but
it.
But every time you take such huge bites, just take smaller.
I don't do what you're trying to control my bites. Is that... Is that what it's come down to?
Yes.
This is what I deal with. She tries to control my bites.
Yeah.
Because she takes little bites. Because
the take
food,
a little, especially
you know why? Because she eats crappy food that doesn't taste good because she's
okay.
A vegan.
Okay.
When's the last time you had something that tasted? You went,
I love what I
no,
eat.
No, when's the last time you went, this is good?
Every day.
Never. And if it is, it's because of the fake butter you put in it. Or oil. There's nothing you could possibly eat that goes good. What? Those
lots
fucking dog
eggs.
Patties you bought last week?
Those are that's so good.
Yeah. Nate, give me one that you really that you love eating.
Granola.
Really?
Those kale chips are amazing.
Granola is
it
like eating dessert.
It doesn't sound good, but it's good.
Granola's dessert. It's all sugar.
As you know, I eat eggs. So I eat eggs. They're good.
Well, that's not veganness.
I know. That's my departure from veganism. I eat eggs because I'm also pro-choice.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you used that one again. What do you eat that's vegan that tastes you go, oh, that was good?
Well, salads, lots of things. Smoothies. They're it's good.
Everything you name
a
that's good.
A baked potato, yum.
No.
Yes.
A baked potato is as bland as anything. It's bland. Unless you put in crap to fill it up. Smoothies, granola. That's
cauliflower.
Dessert.
With a little hot sauce. Oh, yummo. Brussels sprouts. I love them. Beans. Who doesn't love beans? Who doesn't love beans, I'd like to know.
Well, whatever. You know.
Look. And, of course, potato chips. I still eat like a monster. They're delicious.
I'm talking about a meal, not snacks. Every snack is good.
Listen, when I sit down to eat, I'm hungry and I go, it's good. I like
no, you
it.
Don't.
Sometimes, occasionally, I'm like, oh, it's just food going in my fucking face. But
yeah, but you know what? You got to snap out of this whole vegan.
No, I don't. And you, like, people are always like, vegans are so annoying. They're always talking about their veganism. But it's really not. It's other people constantly like, what do you eat? Like, you know how many people fucking go, what do you eat to me?
How
it's
many?
Like, mind your business. It's three or four. People say, what do you eat? And then also, like you, like people try to talk me out of it. It's
because
like,
it's not fun to be.
I agree that it's not the most fun in the world, but who cares? It's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's really fun also? Heroin. And I don't do that.
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we never went out to.
You know what's fun? Drinking every night, but I don't do that either.
You know what's fun? Going out to a nice dinner where we both could order food like you used to. Have
well, I am sorry.
When you
okay.
Say
I'm sorry.
Chicken piccata.
Okay, you know what? You wanna
no.
No, let's.
Oh, here we go. You drink and I'll eat. Here you go. That's what you're gonna say.
No, it's not what I'm gonna say.
What are you gonna say?
I'm gonna say there are things that you do that are upsetting to me and I've stopped asking you to stop doing it.
Name one.
Oh, name one? Should I just name it?
Yeah, name one.
Oh, taking your shirt off at Jim and Sam.
That's a dumb thing.
Shilly Bunny.
First of all, they say you said it was okay on air.
Yeah, I said I don't care. It's like the most, it's sad to me that you're doing it.
It's sad to me too.
It's sad that you think like this is some kind of radio goal.
No, they do.
Oh my God. Oh, do they?
They think they talked me into something. I don't care.
Yes, they think they're manipulating you, which also drives me nuts about it.
Name something I really.
And the sad fact that you're just like any girl with no self-esteem. You're just like, please, somebody.
No, not at all. I don't even go in there doing it.
Come on.
I don't even want to because I looked heavy today.
Rich.
Today I looked heavy. So I didn't want to today because I ate. And
but even the fact that you're saying I looked heavy means you're just so consumed by people liking your body.
No, I'm consumed with my body, so I like it. So I could fucking do a show with my shirt off or be fucking...
Your next album cover really should just be you naked.
I'm not doing Bert Kreischer. He's doing different. He's...
This is two guys doing the no shirt thing. Totally different.
It's his bit, his act. I have nothing to do with that kind of shit.
Bert Kreischer is a party animal guy. He takes his shirt off. I'm a guy who works out that takes his shirt off. It's completely different. He's disgusting because he's fat and gross. And I'm disgusting because I'm 61 years old. So, yes, we're both disgusting. That is true. But that's really the last...
First of all...
We both take our shirts off. We're both disgusting. But that's where the similarities end.
First of all, Bert is extremely funny and a very good guy. Nice guy.
He's great.
He was on the cruise that we did, the Impractical Joker cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for like him, Ari Shaffir, Sam Morrell, Mike Vecchione, I would have lost my mind. But those are guys I hung out with. So that's his act. He takes his shirt off. This has nothing to do with comedy, Bert. I want you to know it. It's just a radio bit so they could see a 61-year-old man that works out.
This is what you can get if you get out from behind your fucking... troll computers. I make the computers trolls.
Okay. So there's our daughter on the bike. So I respect Bert 100. I think he's so fun. I always liked him even back in the Boston.
Bert.
Even when he was shitting into
Rich
pizza boxes.
Did not steal your no shirt bit. This is different.
Yes. I would never do it on stage.
A little bit different.
Hardly.
But you should do your next album cover.
No, that's what he does. That's
naked.
His.
Oh, he did that.
That's his special.
Naked?
Like his for Netflix. There's a big billboard of just his stomach, and I think.
I mean, you should do it like, where you're just hiding your specific bits with the microphone or something. Like, you know, the way the girls were doing them, they're just like covering up their boobs with their hair. You should maybe get a hair. Cover up your nutsack.
Anyhow, so it's not a burpee. But so name something that bothers you that I do. Name something for real.
Oh, Rich, there's many, 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 many things.
Oh, look who's back from her bike trip.
Many, many things, and I've accepted it.
No, you haven't. You told me
what? You eat, you put too big of bites in your mouth.
You just said that, but I have a small mouth, so... Raina, can you get in the door?
So then you can't... What might be an average bite for most people, for you, it's too much. You got to go smaller.
No,
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Have a small mouth.
I think you do. I've started to see.
No, I
yeah,
don't.
That's what it is.
No.
You have a small mouth. Sorry.
All right, so let me get
I mean,
back.
It looks good. It's just, not capable of
some days I look
taking it
much
all
better than
as
others.
You want.
Some days
is that
I look,
what you're doing? You're
what?
Just always eating like it's a cock. You're just trying to take as
Why
much as you can.
Why is everything gay to you? You want me to be gay.
No.
Yes, because then you don't have to fool around.
Okay.
How was your bike ride?
I saw a snake and a groundhog.
Oh, good. Okay, bye-bye.
No. Where'd you go on your bike ride?
Down there.
You saw a snake? How big?
It was right around here when I was coming back.
Oh, it was a gardener snake, or whatever they call it. What do they call it?
Gardener.
Where are you going?
Find a snake.
Don't. Remember the...
Take Allie out.
Hey, Raina, remember when that lady freaked out? The snake bit my dog.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody bit your dumb dog. That lady was screaming
yes,
at a fucking drama queen.
Okay.
She's new here, right?
No, she's been. She used to live here with her twin sister. Then I guess her twin sister moved out, and now she got married.
Lady and crazy lady.
They're. You know, she got married. Now her husband lives with her, and then they had a baby.
No, at
yes.
her age.
I don't think she's that old.
She's the one whose dog died and got a new dog.
No, that's someone else.
She's a nicer lady, right?
Yeah, she's nice.
But they all sit outside and talk loud in the morning, right?
Well, loud lady talks loud no matter what time.
Is that the one who's...
Even to her dog.
That's
just
the one who's a snake bit my dog.
Remember loud me lady. And Raina were like, calm down, lady. The snake didn't bite your dog. And it's a gardener snake. And she's
that's
freaking
fine. Out. Like, there's the snake. Kill it.
Yeah, well, you kill a snake because it kill the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You guys? Okay.
What? Snake did nothing.
I think it's good podcasting what we're doing.
Do you ever hear the story of the? I think it was a scorpion and something else. You know, and the scorpion said, "Take me across the water."
Yeah, it was a scorpion and like a.
Come here, tell me the story, because what is it?
Okay, it was like a scorpion and a fox or something like that.
A fox?
Yeah, something like that. I forget what it was, really. But, there was like a,
a water to go across a pond.
Yeah, and the fox was like trying to eat the scorpion or something like that. The scorpion was like, just take me across. And then the fox was like, why would I take you across? You're going to sting me. He was like, the scorpion was like, well, I'm, I can't swim, so I would drown too. And what ended up happening was the scorpion, I think, stung the fox. I don't know.
Oh, you want me to tell you the story?
Sure.
Okay, because you told your story. Look it up, and then because we're telling another story. And then you tell your story and tell it right this time. Okay, you never heard the story? And he goes, why did you bite me? Because I'm a scorpion. Or whatever. But look it up and get it right. Now, so at Purdue College, and we discussed this on Bobby's podcast on radio today, like I said, this comic went on. He brought a girl on stage to do some kind of magic trick, right? And I guess he touched her leg or whatever in the trick. And the trick didn't work. It wasn't, he goes, at least I got a feel out of it, right? That mm-hmm. was the big, woo, I got a feel out of it. Not her breasts or something, touch her, I got a... The whole school in uproar, students walking out, traumatized. This, you know, the guy, it made, I think, national news. At least. Yeah, it was all over. It was on MSNBC, MSN on the internet, so that means it's national. Most of the students walked out the next day. They're talking and going, it was offensive, this and that. And it's just so, and they hired counselors to come in and counsel the students that were traumatized from the experience. Did you hear me? Quit fucking petting the dog when I'm talking. I'm doing a conversation.
Oh my God, and I'm listening.
Respond.
It's national news. They had to have therapy after. It's, you know, it's exactly the same story that we've been hearing for
the last
5 years is that people of a certain age have zero capabilities of being uncomfortable for any longer than 20 seconds. Otherwise, they will lose their fucking minds. And the reason is that it all goes back to this. You're not allowed to beat your kid. and then it became other people at school are not allowed to be mean to your kids or no bullying. And then it became there should be no pushback of any kind in any way for anyone ever.
What happened? Everybody's equal and everybody, nobody wins, nobody loses.
Oh yeah, all that stuff. So people have not, I think my theory is that kids, that's why we bully Raina here ourselves at home, because we want her to grow up to be a fantastic human. Ow, you better stop that.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can read the story when me and you do our 20-minute podcast.
I'm not doing a 20-minute podcast with you.
You do the Patreon. Everybody was raving about it.
Oh, people like the Patreon. You remember you wanted to ask for
money? Oh, yeah, okay.
So she's going to do it. So, anyway, I even think that's why there's a rise in suicide rates, if I might get so bold here and think out of the box. But it's because when people don't know how to deal with any feelings of negativity anymore, you know, people don't have any kind of skin. Is it? Do you think that's possible?
People don't have thick skin.
People could argue this against me, and I might be like, "Yeah, maybe you're right."
I'm telling them we did a drama. What's it called? A dramatization.
A dramatization, yes.
On Bobby's podcast, mm-hmm. where in the workplace where he was a fat girl and was not getting her report on time, and I was the boss, mm-hmm. and they were saying that you can't even say, you know, anything, or else they'll go to H&R.
Yeah, my sister's a principal, and she told me a story about one of the teachers who was like 26 or something was like, I'm going to stay out tomorrow because I feel like I have I'm getting a cold. And Andrea was like, my sister was like, yeah, in the real world, we don't take time off unless we actually have the cold. I feel a little tickle, so I'm probably just going to take tomorrow off. It's like
there's some schools that if you feel anxiety, you don't have to take a test till the next day or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's helping. I think that's hurting people. I honestly think sometimes people are like, you're so mean to me. It's like, I don't want people to be mean to each other, but I do think there is a purpose for it. It's like if everyone's like, gross your breath, then it makes you reassess, oh, what am I doing here? Am I not doing things correctly? It's like, if everybody's so nice to everybody, then you don't ever learn things about yourself that, not that you have to change everything, obviously it's not black and white, but it's like sometimes it helps you reassess what you're doing in life and how you're behaving.
That's like a lot of open mic comics or LA comics, a lot of them are, quit picking your nails.
Sorry. Now I've stopped picking my nails because if you didn't say that, I might never know that it's annoying.
Oh, you're fucking annoying. Because it's delusional where they think they have great sets and their friends are going, great set, that was good, but it wasn't good. So they don't get stronger because they don't get criticized.
I know they don't get better, but what happens is then the audience starts accepting less and less. And the audience is at fault. The audience is the problem. There, I've said it. You accept fucking below par comedy. You accept below par art all the time. And what you get mad at is words and ideas. And it's like the people who are coming up with new words and new ideas, those are the people you shouldn't be fucking getting mad at. Get mad at the people who are doing the same old fucking tired shit all the time. That's not good enough.
Or the new shit that's not funny that is falling into the politically correct world where
if you're clapping because you agree with someone on stage, that's not comedy. They're doing it wrong. They are doing it wrong, and you are doing it wrong. Now you're in some kind of fucking TED Talk situation, and that's not what you're supposed to be experiencing.
Okay, go to laugh.
If you don't like it,
if you keep picking your nails, I'm going to break your finger.
If you don't like stand up comedy and what it is. And some people don't. It's like some people don't like biographies on TV, so they don't watch them. Some people don't like horror films, that genre, so don't go see them in a movie theater. But you wouldn't go see a horror movie in a movie theater and then stand up and be like, this is ridiculous, it's scary, I hate it, no thank you. You would be like, oh, wait, you'd be like, oh, I'm not going to go to one again because I don't like that. So do the same thing with fucking comedy. It's not supposed to be exactly specifically for you every time. And another thing I find absolutely absurd is people who get upset about things being too dirty or graphic or whatever. It's like, you don't have to like that people are dirty or graphic or anything, but don't act like this is the first time you've ever heard the word anal. It's like you're binging fucking HBO and Netflix series. Yes. You're watching rapes on fucking Game of Thrones. You're not having any problems with any of that. Suddenly you get in a comedy club, you're like, whoa, oh my God, Lord.
Is that what they do?
This is what people do. Oh. If you've ever done that in your life, go kill yourself. I'm not fucking kidding.
Tom Segura had
kill yourself.
You see Tom Segura's tweet. It was great. About some lady. You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
About the cunt. Where he said cunt. You didn't see it.
I did. I favorited it.
Very funny. If you pick your nails under the
I'm
table,
not doing it.
Put your hands on the table.
My hands are up.
I'll hit him with a hammer.
I have what do you call it? Gel nails on. And
I don't care what you have on.
I mean, the only way to get rid of it is to go back to the salon or go buy this kit or pick them off.
Go buy this kid.
Kit.
A kit. His tweet was really funny. All right, we're only at 33 minutes. 12 more minutes. You got time. Dumb CrossFit. It's dumb. You think some things I do is dumb. I think that's dumb. You think golf is dumb. You say dumb golf all the time. So don't get offended if I say dumb CrossFit.
First of all, I've never said dumb golf.
Oh, you have. Oh, God.
I don't consider it a sport. That's true.
Okay.
But, I don't think you should be able to eat a sandwich while playing a sport. That's one of my things. You shouldn't be fucking able to be completely drunk while playing a sport.
The pros are not drunk when they're playing.
It'd be like if in hockey they got on a fucking sled to get down to the other side of the ice. And then they took the shots from there. Yeah. Great sport.
It's one of the best sports ever invented. The hardest is the hardest.
Is it the hardest?
Yes. The hardest.
Yeah.
Never have the same shot twice.
You never had the same shot twice. But there isn't a guy standing in front of the hole, like pushing it out of the way, swatting it away. Is there, like in hockey?
Oh, you think hockey's... It's one of the worst sports.
All sports are gross.
Hockey, because you're
to
Canadian.
Watch, to play.
Oh, you played hockey?
Oh, sure.
No, you didn't. We used to play
Spent
street
a lot
hockey.
Of time in that penalty box, I tell you that much. Oof. I would come in hot. I would...
We used to play
Don't
street
fuck with me, you know what I mean?
We used to play street hockey.
I was one of the only ones who could skate backwards all the way down the ice. Yeah. Fucking get that puck, flip around, zip it in.
I'm getting tired. So keep talking. I've been carrying it.
One of the things about hockey that I truly enjoyed was we were able to wear our pads. No, I don't know. We also played ringette. We were taught ringette. Did you ever play that?
No.
It's like hockey, but it's a hole in the puck. So no, then you had a stick that was not didn't have a thing on the end. It was just a stick.
And you'd fling it.
You'd skate with it in the hole,
and then
fling it.
Oh, ringette.
I don't know if it was like girls.
Probably.
I never heard of it again.
We used to play street hockey where a puck in the street.
Oh, I thought there was more to that story. No. Oh, that's so wonderful.
But these were black kids in my neighborhood. We played all sports.
Uh-oh.
This guy, Steve, moved in our neighborhood.
Oh, boy, you never never take
Steve.
A new puck to the street because...
Well, there was snow. Steve, this guy moved in and he brought hockey to all of us. In the inner city, in our neighborhood. But this white guy moved, you know, around the corner. Steve was his name. I wonder whatever happened.
Steve, the white guy, brought hockey to your neck of the woods.
Well, I guess he played hockey in college. So, you know, he saw
he was an older man?
He was older than us, yeah. But he was married. He had a wife and stuff.
Oh, sure, sure. They usually are.
I think his wife was good looking. They were a young couple.
And then he said, "Hey kids, no one over 10. Come on, here. I need to fit you for a." My friend told me a story about his wrestling coach would have him and some of the other wrestlers, you know, from come over to his house and wrestle in his living room. But the caveat was they had to put on their singlets, you know, those wrestling outfits.
Yeah.
So we would have singlets there. They'd get them on, and then he'd watch them while he drank beer while they wrestled in his living room.
It's fucking hot.
Is that so creepy? Apparently never touched them, but just enjoyed watching the kids get each other into some interesting positions while drinking beer. Weird. I wonder if he gave the kids beer. Probably. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I bailed out of this because I just got tired all of a sudden. My second wind's gone.
Well, I think we could wrap it up.
No, we got to do at least...
Covered a lot of stuff. We covered...
We only did 38 minutes. People will complain. We got to...
Well, think about it. If we did a read, that would add a few minutes on. So... You're getting out without a read. Well, this is usually what happens.
Oh, you know what this weekend is?
I say goodbye. I say, hey, that's it. I'm done. Goodbye. Oh, yeah. I walk away. 10 minutes later, come back. You're still talking. So why don't we just
What do you
that?
Know? But this Saturday, no, Sunday, Luis Gomez is having his fight.
Oh, I was trying to look up today when that was. Yeah.
It's Sunday, and Bobby and I were going to bet on, I was going to put 200 on Luis to win.
Uh-huh.
So I have Bobby put the bet in. Remember?
Two kicks to the head, man, and Luis is going down. This guy can fucking kick.
How do you know?
I don't know anything. I'm just making it up.
Well, the guy's a Taekwondo guy, but Luis is a scrapper.
Listen, I'll tell you what Luis has. Luis has grit. He's got guts. He's been down his whole life getting up, and that's what he's bringing to this fight on Saturday. His ability to get back up. He's never down for long.
Not like his dad.
What's the other guy's name?
Not like his dad.
I get it. I didn't want to deal with that. What's the other guy's name?
Something. Steve.
Oh. Is it Steve? The same guy who brought hockey to your,
I think it's him.
To your neck of the woods?
Who's the guy he's fighting? Look it up.
It's the first time any of these black kids saw a hockey puck.
We played street hockey.
They said, what is that? Was that? Has that been on the barbecue too long? We said, no, this is a game they play in Canada. Gather round, fellas. You're not going to need your Jordans for this game. I couldn't think of anything else.
They didn't have Jordans back then.
Jordan wasn't even born yet.
It was
really.
Before Jordan.
This is still when Wayne Gretzky was a hero.
This was PF Flyers and Converse.
Get your PF Flyers out,
like
boys.
I'm wearing right now, PF Flyers.
Those aren't PF Flyers.
Yes, they are.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, PF Flyer loafers. Read the back, Jack. Oh, what's it say?
Yep, PF.
P.F.
Pretty fucking stupid.
Whoa!
Bonnie, give me an acronym. I'll make up some words. Woo! Give me an acronym. Sorry, Raina.
Why?
Why what?
Why are you sorry to Raina?
Because I'm embarrassing her.
I filmed Raina singing, and she's good.
Last night, Raina came to the club with me. I went to Stress Factory to run my set, and I wanted her to take a picture of Allie, me, and I, because we're starting that show, by the way, good plug, first Monday of every month.
Monday?
No, sorry, Wednesday, you're right. First Wednesday of every month at the Stress Factory is going to be a secret handshake show. That's what we're calling it. So we wanted Raina to take pictures of us last night for the...
promo
poster, whatever. And so we're shaking hands, you know, we're in the back alley there and stuff. And Raina goes, now kiss. What a creep.
Why would you tell your mother?
Allie was like, yes. It was like so bizarre.
Why would you tell her to do that without me there to watch?
Oh my, you're so disgusting. And Allie goes, oh, she was shocked. And then I go, Raina's a creep. And Raina's like, come on, baby. What? You're so cute. Isn't she cute?
Ugh.
I love this dog. Hi, baby. You're the cutest.
Oh, she's sure. I mean, she's cute, but she real. What purpose does a dog serve?
This is, you know, it's what you imagine your husband will give you. Love and attention and constant, like, excitement that you're around. But...
Oh, I didn't.
No, I had to get a dog to get that.
Oh, really? Did the dog bring you pans? Did the dog bring you a pillow top? No.
Listen, that pillow top.
It's off the chart.
We don't need nothing else now. We're good. We did it.
Huh?
Isn't that crazy? All we needed was a pillow top in our life. My depression lifted. It really did. I'm not even kidding. Is it because of the pillow top? I don't know, but I feel much better.
I'm going to take my nap upstairs. I used to take it downstairs.
I don't cry every morning. Now with my new pillow top, I don't cry every morning. I don't get up either. That should be noted. I get my coffee and I go back in there. And I said to Raina, we're just spending all day in bed, but why would we go anywhere else? You know what I mean? Like, what, are we going to go sit in an uncomfortable chair downstairs? This is it. This is heaven in here. I got my right pillow combination.
Heaven knows it's not the way it should be. Heaven knows it's not the way it should be.
We harmonize.
Don't
so
you
well
know? Here. I forget who sings that. Heaven knows.
I don't know the song.
And heaven knows.
I'm not getting the. I'm not getting a clear
what's her
melody.
Name? What's this name? Oh, Alexa.
Is it Alexa?
Alexa. Sing what? Who sings Heaven Knows?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, play Heaven Knows.
Heaven Knows by the Pretty Reckless.
Is this it?
I don't think so. No. This ain't it. Hold on. This isn't even close.
They're pretty reckless because they're doing. With a pocket high. If you
listen close, you can hear him cry. I like this. Heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Heaven knows we belong way down below. This is right up your alley.
This ain't what I
you
wanted.
You might have to download Pretty Reckless.
Alexa, stop. I like that. Remember that one. Sing, Heaven Knows. It's not the way. Heaven Knows by Gloria Gaynor. Alexa, sing Heaven Knows by Gloria Gaynor.
Just to confirm, you want songs by Gloria Gaynor?
Yes.
Shuffling songs by Gloria Gaynor on Amazon Music.
Oh, no. This is... No. Say Heaven Knows.
Alexa.
Alexa, play Heaven Knows by Gloria Gaynor.
I don't think she sings it.
I can't find Heaven Knows by Gloria Gaynor.
Alexa, who sings Heaven Knows?
That might not be the title.
Stop talking.
The Pretty Reckless sings Heaven Knows.
Alexa, play the song that goes Heaven Knows.
Here's Heaven Knows by First Aid Kit.
You've spent a year staring into a mirror.
Alexa, stop. Heaven knows it's not the way. Oh, it's by Donna Sumner. Donna Summer. Alexa, sing Heaven Knows by Donna Summer.
Here's a sample of Heaven Knows by Donna Summer.
Oh.
Heaven knows it's not the way it should be. Heaven knows I wanna help you know love is what I need. Thank you. That's
all
what
right.
I'm saying.
That's good.
Now we had a good version from that like punk girl band.
Was it a girl? I wasn't sure.
No, that was a girl. That's Donna Summer.
The first one. Was the first one a girl, Raina?
Yeah, I think.
Who? What was her name?
The Reckless something.
I like that song.
Yeah.
I'll never remember it. Anyhow, listen. What?
I'd like to.
Quit picking
something.
Your fucking
nails. I'm just like rubbing that. I'm not picking it.
You're picking it.
I wasn't. I'm just rubbing. I'm sorry I've disappointed you.
For many years. Go ahead. What? Don't you have a big
have
show?
I? Tell me what I've disappointed
you. No, you're nothing but greatness.
Oh my God.
You've done nothing but greatness. You're more beautiful. I love you more today than yesterday.
But not as much as tomorrow.
Or as too much as tomorrow.
As too much as tomorrow. That's our wedding song. Alexa, play Spiral Staircases.
I love you more today than yesterday.
Find the song Spiral Staircases.
You fucking asshole.
No, play it.
Shut up, Alexa.
Alexa, play I Love You More Today Than Yesterday by Spiral Staircase. Alexa, play I Love You More Today Than Yesterday.
Here's a sample of I Love You More Today Than Yesterday.
We play this out.
What?
Who?
Yesterday I loved you more.
No, that's wrong. Stop.
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, stop it, you fucking dumb whore. Alexa.
I'd rather...
Stop it. Don't you dare talk back to me.
Be nicer to Alexa, Mom.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Stop. Alexa. Stop. Alexa, play I Love You More Today Than Yesterday by The Spiral Staircase. Alexa, play I Love You More Today Than Yesterday by The Spiral Staircase.
More Today Than Yesterday by The Spiral Staircase. Oh. Starting now.
There it is.
There you go. What a better way to end our podcast. No, stop. Reyna.
Reyna. Alexa, resume.
Reyna, stop. Not on this song.
This is our wedding song.
Don't remember what day it was.
This is when we were in love and we were sitting in the car once driving and this song came on and we were both like, this has got to be our wedding song.
It was.
Oh my God.
All I know is
head over heels.
I'm still in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. 3 days, a new day. I do. Everything you. Each day comes a new day. I'm loving you.
Come on, Ellie, little bark.
Every day I kiss your lips, mine starts to wonder. If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. I love you more today than yesterday. But not as much as tomorrow. Darling, not as much as tomorrow.
I'm so sorry.
Days a day away. Okay, take it, Reyna. Grows every stronger. All my dreams come true. I know I'll feel the same with you. I love you
more today than yesterday. And that is tomorrow. I love you more today than yesterday. But all that happens is tomorrow. Every day I will love you. Every day's a new day. Every time I love you. Every day's a new day. Oh, every day I love you. Every day's a new way. Oh, I love you. Every day's a new day. Every day.
Well, folks, you can't end the podcast any better than
what. You can.
Which spiral staircase?
There's one more better way to end the podcast. Listen to the Voss Roast.
at VossRoast.com.
Yes, VossRoast.com. Bonnie will be in Long Island coming up.
At the Cinema Arts Center on Friday.
Take your phone. Get it out.
So please get your tickets. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Okay. Cinema Arts, whatever it's called. When is it?
Cinema Arts Center. I think it's in Huntington.
This Friday?
This Friday.
Okay. And this Thursday through Saturday, I will be at Stress Factory, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Next Wednesday through Sunday, the Comedy Cellar at the Rio in Las Vegas with Bobby Kelly, Keith Robinson, and Paul Verzi. Go to richfoss.com. I have bookings all the way till next April or May. I'll be in your area. Thank you for listening. May all your dreams come true.
I love that. That's like, that's a thing that in your mind, that's something that takes intelligence. You're like, that's...
Well, I gotta go. You guys are...
Bye, Bobby. Good talking to you.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Sorry, folks. Wrong
now
number.
I gotta run.
All right. Anything you want to plug? Any gigs you're not doing?
I do have gigs coming up, but I can't remember.
Yeah, what
where
gigs?
They are.
What'd you call it? Gigs.
I have gigs coming up. I got some gigs coming up. Whenever I say gigs, I get cum lodged in my throat. Come on. Come
all
on.
Right, folks. Listen, VossRoast.com, VOSRoast.com. This weekend, Gotham Comedy Club. Then next weekend, the 13th and 14th, the Skankfest. Then 19, 20, and 21, I'll be at the Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. Go to richvoss.com, at richvoss on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.